When the devil is too busy and death's a bit too much, they call on me by name, you see, for my special touch. To the gentlemen, I'm misfortune. To the ladies, I'm surprise. But call me by any name, anyway, it's all the same. I'm the fly in your suit, I'm the pedal in your shoe, I'm the key beneath your bed, I'm the bump on every head, I'm the heel on which you slip, I'm the pin in every hip, I'm the thorn in your side, makes you wiggle and ride. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see, the devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. While there's children to make sad, while there's candy to be had, while there's pockets left to pick, while there's grannies left to drip down the stairs, I'll be there. I'll be waiting round the corner. I'm glad I'm in it, cause there's one born every minute. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the light you see, the devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need.
Thank you. us in Halifax. And he hit some bones beneath the graveyard stones. He hid his name inside a railroad track. He sank in the ocean till he swam like a dove, floating up the harbor on a hollow log. Hand on the bottle, head on the floor, dream the devil's dream while you swallow more. But he's just the devil. He's just the devil. You wanna let the devil in. Now the devil laid a black egg in Winnipeg. Another broken seed, another mouth to feed, a little fox stormed in Cupid. Lying in the bedroom, hand in your hair, perfect sense of emptiness for us to share. Moon like a splinter and the hail on the ground, I sent him off a thank you as the weight came down. Just the devil. He's just the devil. I wanna let the devil in. Yeah, he's just the devil. He's just the devil. I wanna let the devil in.
Some say at 12, some say refuse. When you come to this place, I know just what to do. Yes, I'm the devil. Oh, and I don't tell on. I say, yeah, I am the devil. I'm gonna take those as they come.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw my pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace. Just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat. Just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. I wanna hurt for lies. I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid. I wanna drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me. Just as mean and evil as I can be.
Not easy having yourself a good time. Greasing up those bets and banners, watching your thing, don't fall in and fucking kiss you both at the same time. Smells like something I've forgotten, curled up tight and now it's rotten. I'm not a gangster tonight, don't wanna be a bad guy. I'm just a loner, baby. Whether you should live or die, or you'll probably go to heaven.
She's Satan in a thong. Lord knows she'll do you wrong. If you meet her, you best move along. She's Satan in a thong. Now I've seen wicked and I've seen evil, all kinds of bad and all kinds of people. But I can tell you, this bitch takes the cake. Oh, she's pretty as hell, sweet and young. Behind her ruby lips lies a serpent's tongue. Hell, I'd just as soon kiss a rattlesnake. She's Satan in a thong. God knows she'll do you wrong. She's Lucifer, hell yes it's her. She's Satan in a thong. Yeah, she looks hot in them cut off shorts of denim, but her pearly white teeth have got venom in them. Hell, I've been bit a couple of times, it's true. And she'll whisper, come closer, baby, it's all right. Then wrap them long legs around you, oh so tight. And with her fangs, she'll suck the damn life right out of you. She's Satan in a thong. God knows she'll do you wrong. If you meet her, you best move along. She's Satan in a thong. It's Lucifer, hell yes, it's her. She's Satan in a thong.
I found out when I caught her that I caught old Satan's daughter, and I really hadn't ought her ever tried to make her mine. Though I wouldn't give up water for the stuff I up and bought her. Since I'm dating Satan's daughter, my life isn't worth a dime. Now it hasn't been worth living since she took me for a ride, and it wouldn't matter much to her if I curled up and died. Now I'm hitting for the border, cause I found I can't afford her, and I'm leaving Satan's daughter far behind. Once you ever start her, then you'll find you hadn't ought her. Cause just like a stream of water, she runs on and on and on. She can fuss a mile a minute, and the devil couldn't win it. And then once she gets you in it, you're the only one that's wrong. I can't stand it any longer, cause I'm bound to blow my top. So I'm leaving in the morning, and I hope I never stop. You can have her if you want her, but oh buddy, you're a goner. With the appetite that's on her, she can eat until you drop. I'll go where she'll never find me, and I hope you don't remind me of the gal I left behind me, cause it gives my heart a chill. She's a super combination of the devil's own creation. She would be a big sensation and a double murder thrill. Now my life ain't been worth living since she took me for a ride, and it wouldn't matter much to her if I turned up and died. Now I'm hitting for the border, cause I see I can't afford her. You can tell old Satan's daughter that I'm gone.
Please stay inside the house tonight, Dolores. Lately there's been violence in the streets. The moon is full, but hearts are dark, Dolores. Danger in every stranger you meet. There's a killer in the neighborhood, Dolores. A man who sees a girl and goes berserk. And you're just the kind of woman that he preys on. And my mind stays so upset, it's hard to work. While I'm working nights, I'm making my collections. A few quarters for insurance every week. Sometimes I can hardly find directions, for fear some harm may fall you on the street. The paper says the slayer struck another. Even now the law is searching for a clue. And they've called me to identify your body. Dolores, how could I know that it was you? If you'd stayed inside the house tonight, Dolores.
Folks began to wonder, something strange was going around here. Another thought her dead. Sheriff found her dressed up in the back of Eddie's shed.
Eddie Keen,
nipple belts, human skulls, he thought his place was keen. Found. Someone put it on eBay, thought they'd make a sale. Only goes to perpetuate a sad and lonely tale.
Eddie Keen,
thanks to you, we have Norman Bates and Leatherface on the screen.
Eddie Keen,
don't go hang around with old Edward.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello, friends. How are you? Happy New Year. May I be the last person to wish you a Happy New Year this year, okay? I think the point has been made, okay? And let's just not dwell on it. But dwell on it I did this week. And fact is, I really could not think of any way to start this year but with the study of just plain evil. And that's kind of what we got today. I didn't have enough time to really, really research it. We'll have a sequel, I'm sure. But this should serve for now in what was probably intended and will be the most evil year of any of our lives. We'll meet again at the end, I hope, and discuss whether I was right or wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. Anyway, we started with, where's my glasses? That's my New Year's resolution this year, is to keep my glasses on. And, of course, they're hanging around my neck, which is why I couldn't find them. All right, we started with Lucifer's Hymn by some kind of choir, something written by a guy named Peter Gundry. Voltaire after that, When You're Evil. Let the Devil In was Uncle Sinner. Yeah, Uncle Sinner, I had one of them. The Mississippi Sheiks, I Am the Devil. Eartha Kitt, I Wanna Be Evil. Help yourself, Eartha, it's fine with me. Scissor Sisters, I Can't Decide Whether to Let You Live or Die. I like that one a lot. I don't know why, but we'll let it go. The 2220s, The Devil in Me. And then The Devil Within was Nightcore. I'm really not sure where that came from. I found it under somebody else's name, and it seems to be some sort of video game thing. Maybe smarter listeners will know, and maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, also we heard from Unknown Hinson, that's his name. That was called Satan in a Thong. Satan's daughter was Jean Bo Davis. Okay. Eddie Nowak, the guy you know of best for Psycho, that was him and Dolores. That one had a delightful little twist. And then The Ballad of Ed Gein from Big Red Rocket Riot. And there's a lot of songs about Ed Gein. I could not include them all this week because a lot of them really, you know. Anyway, we got more for you, more evil, and evil people too. So watch who you let in your door.
Wonder if you can help me, Doc.
I'll be with you in just a second, Father. Right. Why don't you sit down in the chair? Let me finish the sandwich.
Okay.
I'll be right over there.
What is that, salami?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This tooth has been killing me for a couple of days now.
Okay.
Pretty bad last night.
Let me get over here. Okay, open up wide now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is that a cap you have there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what do you got there? Looks like a chaise attachment, is it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Had it about 3 years.
Wait a minute. That's my little pick. I'll just clean that off of my pants here. Now, let's see again. Open up wide. Do you want to spend, I'm going to have to drill here. Do you want to spend $5 for Novocaine, or would you rather save it?
I don't believe so. No.
I don't blame you. Save the $5. It'll be open in just a few seconds. Okay. All right, open wide. Here we go. Okay, rinse your mouth.
I think next time I'll spend the $5 for Novocaine.
Thank you. listen for me.
And then we tried to run the garden with a poison arrow. And after that, we saw and said, I think the lady knows.
That we must do. once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. Give us two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten. But deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
Two dreadful children, and we always go too far. Ha ha. We are the two dreadful children, and we always go too far. Ha ha.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl, today is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in his saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he was right back down to Gapmouth Joe's house. But Gapmouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gapmouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late that night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He said, oh, mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gapmouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke, didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, pip-bop, went to kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead, stone dead. So he ran on back to Gapmouth Joe's house, fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in a jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money is gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama. Mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look like I'm going to die. And finally, he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a lie out of him. Made a thief out of him. Stopped him from going to college. Lost his $2,000. Made a murder out of him. And finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Wearing my mask. wearing my mask. Yay! Looking like a bear.
Yay!
Wearing my mask and looking like a bear. I'm a raccoon. Yay!
It's the raccoon song.
Started walking, going home. I see Stella get out of the car with another man. Yeah, I'm mad as hell. I didn't know she would do me like that. But I found out I'm gonna start stomping her head. Stella, you got a dangerous old man. I know you know it, baby. Damn, you. I'm gonna keep the shit out of you.
You are told to do when you're told to do it. You will be punished. Do you understand?
Aye, sir.
If you leave my base without proper authorization, I will hunt you down and throw your ass in jail. Do you understand?
Aye, sir.
I can't hear you.
Aye, sir.
Scream it.
Aye, sir.
Your ass belongs to me now.
Aye, sir.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at a dance at Miller's Store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jacob's sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Pour some coffee in my cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. Oh, don't hand me Johnny's pop, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama. Let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. Well, that little girl next door, Mama, I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking of a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, why won't you get up?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda mystery action vacuum cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I Flexi the pocket monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the pocket monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have a Ready Ranger mobile field?
Oh, truck? I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. Ha! What else?
Fluffy.
Fluffy, you want a Fluffy? No. The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa!
Mr. Santa!
That's one of Santa's little tricks.
Help me,
Mr. That's the price you pay for getting
Mr.
on Santa's
Santa.
Lap. You give you the trap door.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to
Are
Malibu.
Are you sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up. It's the old trapdoor bit, baby, the oldest one in
Mr.
the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
can
it.
Can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not. Ha! What else don't you want? Or want to have and can't have?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten?
Play-Doh.
I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
Oh, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, you got it? Well, you can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
When are you going to quit?
Shh. Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push Santa. He gets ugly.
Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
Well, you draw
it. Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman. And I'll give you nothing.
Ha! I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for,
I wanted
brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces again.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
Nope. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez?
Pez.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a rather small request, just a, you know...
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it. And that's wacky old Santa at it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud?
Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you.
You're a douchebag, Mr. Trump. I would smack you if I could. You said Mexicans are rapists, but perhaps a few are good, Mr. Trump. If nothing you've said so far has killed your campaign, then God knows what would.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing.
Everybody takes me very seriously.
You made fun of a disabled guy, then acted unaware. You took time out of a speech to make a stranger pull your hair. You'll say absolutely anything that keeps you in the news. Like you don't like black accountants because you'd rather stick to Jews. You gave Lindsey Graham's number out on national TV. And your hair's like cotton candy made of butterscotch and pee, Mr. Trump. The symbol of our nation tried to kill you. That's pretty clear to me. You're sort of lumpy, Mr. Trumpy. You're a prick, a dick, a putz. You retweeted fake statistics from a neo-Nazi nut, Mr. Trump. All your other facts and figures come directly from your butt.
Isn't the least racist person.
You get little bits of spittle in the corner of your mouth. And you get support from racist cretins, bigots, and the South. You'd send ISIS fleeing refugees right back into the slaughter. Once you said you'd date Ivanka if she weren't in fact your daughter. You made up that 9/11 thing, the one you won't retract. How were you the only witness to the thousands in the act? You keep standing by each random lie you pull out of your ass, like BSing through a book report, then threatening the class. So you'll ban a whole religion? Not a one, will you admit? I'd compare your tone to Hitler, but then he knew when to quit. When you frown, it's like a toddler trying hard to take a dump. You've set progress back 100 years, just getting on the stump. Yet with every vile thing you say, your numbers get a bump, Mr. Trump. You're a schmuck.
One piece of advice I can give you after listening to the show is don't hide in the basement if you're scared of stuff, because it's scarier down there than anywhere, okay? Anyway, okay, so we started with Pearl Harbor and the explosions. Yeah, she's from Hawaii. And that was At the Dentist from, I guess that might have been their only album, I don't know, but that was always a favorite of mine. And here's a piece of philosophy I think you can use this decade that'll really help you out. Always pay off people who can hurt you. Okay, that goes for your doctor, your dentist, and your lawyer. Pay them off now, all right? Do not let it linger. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of pain. Okay, we heard from the Siamese Cat song. That was the sister act, Haley and Hillary Duff. That's right, the old Duff sisters. I would not have expected that from them. But there you go, right? Let's see, Cruella de Vil after that. Two Dreadful Children. Probably one of my all-time favorites. That's definitely on my Desert Island list. We heard from Phil Phillips, Evil Dope. I'm a Raccoon. Speaking of evil, Jane Hobson and her bad review. I'm not a fan of raccoons, although I don't mind them as much here in Maine as I did in Jersey. Here they seem like part of the woodwork, if you pardon the expression. Rats, after that, from Tough Darts. I think they're from Philadelphia, where they have plenty of rats. All right? I'm not a big fan of Philadelphia either, all right? Or rats. We heard from T-Model Ford, that was him, I'm Insane. I'm not going to argue with you on that, buddy. My mom always told me, don't argue with somebody who's crazier than you. Okay, I won't. And believe me, there aren't many. Let's see, Muse after that, and Psycho. Psycho. And then the other Psycho that you're used to, and that was You're Racking Your Brain, I know, but that was Neil Gaiman on vocal there, and Amanda Palmer on the ukulele, or the mandolin, whatever that was. Bill Murray and Gilda Radner, Evil Santa from the National Lampoon, and You're a Douchebag, Mr. Trump from Bental Floss. I quite agree. I have another Trump song coming up, but there's other evil in the world too, so do not let your guard down. I'll see you next week. Speaking of letting your guard down, have a good one.
Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims. When Mexico sends its people, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. I get along with everybody. By the way, I sold an apartment to a Chinese gentleman.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about white supremacists.
Donald Trump, you're a slumlord bully with a bankrupt soul. Yeah, you're a bum-faced bozo with tiny little hands and a canceled show. Donald Trump, you're a weak, ugly coward and a bigot. Can you dig it? You're a lump, you're a sick, lying, narcissistic tumor. You're a cancer and a total disaster. You're a beady-eyed, money-grubbing Grinch, gray orange. You're a grandpa. Loving sexist, homophobic, gaping asshole, flying high on your daddy's bankroll. Your hair hat looks like a doormat placed upon your chin fat with some little white tic tacs. Your hair hat looks like a house cat pouncing on a wet rat, and Melania's a dingbat.
I never understood, how does she even get on television? We're all a little chubby, but she's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. She is a very unattractive person. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
Blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Donald Trump, you're a spoiled man child with a big mouth. You're a fat louse. Yeah, you're a dump of a human with the mind of a monkey on a coke binge. And we all cringe together. You're a beady-eyed, money-grubbing Grinch, sprayed orange. You're a grandpa. Loving sexist, homophobic, gaping asshole, flying high on your daddy's bankroll. Your hair hat looks like a doormat placed upon your chin fat with some little white tic tacs. Your hair hat looks like a house cat pouncing on a wet rat, and Melania's a dingbat. How'd you like that? How'd you like that?
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. She does have a very nice figure.
How'd you like that? How'd you like that?
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Somebody's doing the raping, Don. I mean, you know, somebody's doing the, just take it. Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
All right, sit down again now. Now then, I think, let me just get my little stool up close here. That's
okay.
It. Now open up wide. I think this may be your last visit for 6 months.
Oh, good.
That'll be real bad news to you, I suppose. Huh? I thought I might polish and clean this tooth that we capped.
Oh, fine, yeah.
All right. Open up wide again, please. Uh-huh. You don't have to answer me. I'll ask you a few questions. You just heard it all. Just nod. Say, I wonder if you could get a check over to Miss Bennett sometime soon.
Uh-huh.
As much as this is your last visit.
Uh-huh.
My wife says I have a nice singing voice. If you agree, don't uh-huh. say anything, uh-huh. just nod.
Uh-huh.
There.
Wow.
There's a tooth you can be proud of. You can see that at night.